Hey guys, welcome back to Slightly Spiritual. Today it's just Allie and Cindy.
Hey guys.
So we are going to do a solo episode today on a handful of things, but the number one topic is something that we have gotten the most amount of DMs on. Like I'm talking possibly like upwards of 100 DMs. Like I'm not even joking you.
My
Honest
God.
to God. It's crazy. We are going to talk all about angel numbers. So we're going to go through all of the major angel numbers, plus a couple that people tend to see more frequently that are not necessarily like a repeating number, but just like a number itself, like 911 or 311. So we're going to dive into that. And if you don't hear yours, just take the messages that come and kind of apply them to whatever numbers that you are seeing, because the spirits give the messages that apply to the most amount of people. We are also going to talk about is healthy food for the rich? Travis Kelce and his quote unquote dad bod, which is effing ridiculous, by the way. And something that I heard Paige DeSorbo talk about last week in Michigan. And then to top it all off, we're going to talk about why April is the best time to manifest in 14 years, which I want to learn about myself because I have a lot of stuff I'm trying to manifest. So anyway, I haven't even told Cindy this last night. Or yet, but so last night I'm laying in bed, I'm watching Netflix, and Cindy does know this, but I'm not even a car person. I have like this weird obsession with like car shows right now, that are like ridiculous. Like it's nothing that you would think I would ever watch, but I'm watching this car show last night on Netflix, and they're doing a race car. And they're painting numbers on the side of this race car. And actually, literally at this moment, I'm thinking about this episode. Because I was thinking to myself, oh, I can't forget. We can't forget to mention that, like, whatever number you see, like, think about what you were just thinking about, right? Which Cindy and I have talked about before. And I kid you not, they paint 222 on the side of this race car at that exact moment that I am thinking about this episode last night. And
That's
I had
wild.
this moment, and it didn't even register to me at first. Then I was like, 222. I was like, wow, they are really like coming in hot right now.
I mean, you can't make this shit up with the timing of things. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what people ask
No.
me, like, how do I know if it's a sign or if it's not a sign or if that number was meant for me? I'm like, it's the timing of it. Like, that
Yes.
is a telltale way. It's like you're not looking for it. You were just watching your normal or your new normal of car
Yeah, I
shows on
know. I'm
Netflix.
like, who have I become?
I don't know, because normally we're all Bravo and the shows and the Housewives, and now you're like texting about car shows, and I'm like, did someone hack your phone? Like,
You're
is this
like, are you an imposter?
Really Allie? Like, why are we talking
Say the
about cars
code
right now?
word. Oh
Oh
my God, that's so funny.
my God. But yeah, but anyways, the timing, like that's a perfect example of like, well, how do you know it was a sign? It's the timing of
Yes.
it. Like you were just thinking about that, and then literally that flashes across the screen. Like that is not a coincidence. Not a coincidence.
No, I know. I'm like, I feel like the angel numbers have been coming in super hot too. Like I see them
Yeah.
frequently, I see them often. And I know that I'm not the only one because in our DMs, people are like, I'm repeatedly seeing 111. It seems to be like incessant, which like I love. I'm like, send me as many signs as you want to send me, you know, and I love it. So what I want to go through today, because so many of the DMs are like, literally, I see 111 all the time. What does it mean? I see 222 all the time. What does it mean? So I wanted to just go through, I guess, like the basic ones that people seem to see all the time, like 111, 222, 333, 444, and like any other ones that you feel like are big ones. So I guess we can kind of start at the beginning and just give like a brief description of each one.
So, yeah, are you ready? Yes.
Yeah, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready, baby.
So, remember, as you just said, I'm just going to state it succinctly. It's not so important what the numbers mean, whether it's 1234, 222, 333, 413, whatever it is. It's more important that you pay attention to thought, action, decision, thing that you were just thinking about, like the perfect example that Allie just gave. You were thinking about this thing that you saw on the TV. Like, what were you just thinking about, talking about, reading about, writing about? That's like a yes, a wink, a go for it from the universe. Okay. So, no matter what, that's the most important thing to remember. Second thing is that anytime you see angel number, whether it's your own that you've picked or someone's birthday or your birthday or whatever, it is a sign that you're on the right path, that you're loved, your guides and angels are with you, your loved one is with you, they're okay, they're in a good place, all is well. Okay. So like another thing I just want to say, like that's a general, they all mean that. Okay. And then the third thing I want to say is I want to talk about birthday numbers really quick before I go into like the 111. Anytime you see like your birthday or someone else's birthday, remember it's kind of like remind, because a birthday is like a celebration. It's also like a renewal, like you're one more turnaround of the sun, like you're doing another year or something.
Yeah.
So when you're seeing that, your birthday, someone else's birthday, it's a reminder that of why you came, like your purpose here on earth, of you're here for a reason. You have a divine, sacred, beautiful purpose, and you're needed. And it's like a renewal of like, okay, keep going. Like you're on the right path. Again, like a lot of these numbers can mean that too, but the birthday specifically is a lot about a renewal on your path or like where you're headed. Okay. Okay. One, ones, one, 11, 11, 11, 111 is watch your thoughts. It's a new beginning, fresh start. It's a reminder to focus on what you want, not what you don't want, because it can be easy to be like, well, I don't have a boyfriend, or I'm always single, I don't have a house, I don't have a car, like whatever it is. Don't do that. You want to focus on the thing you do want. Like you have all these beautiful things in your life, and you're wanting a house, and you're wanting a partner, and you're wanting a job, right? It's like watch your thoughts. It's like you got to flip them, right? I always say ones and 11-11 or 111 are also like a wish, like make a wish. Like that's why people say make a wish at 11-11, because it's like a new beginning. Or a wish for a new beginning. Like what are you wanting to bring in? I'm sure there's more, but I want to keep it brief so people can digest it. So that's like the main thing with those ones. Okay. Twos or 222s are about foundation. Obviously, twos represent partners as well. Like if you're partnering with someone else, partnering with a friend, an actual partner. 222 also represents like specifically angels on the other side. I always say it's foundation. Like, do you have everything you want to go forward? Or like you're setting the foundation up for success for the long term versus short term. It's a cooperative communication, like watch your communication, number, collaboration. So communicate, collaborate, connection, like those kind of things when you see twos and 222s. Okay.
Love
Threes
that.
Are manifesting. It's an alchemaic number. So it's manifesting. It's alchemy. It's turning like, you know, a piece of metal or stone into gold, like the alchemists do, water into wine. It's like taking something unwanted and changing it into something wanted. Threes are a very happy number. Like I always say, it represents joy and abundance, doing more things that you love. I feel like I'm bringing something, but those are like the main things with it's alchemy. It's always about alchemy and change and like manifesting for threes. Okay. Sorry, one more thing. Threes can also represent a rebirth, a renewal. And sometimes like it's a change, right? Because I always think of like Christ was 33 when he passed. There's a lot of 33 represented in the Bible and in religions. So it does have to do a lot with like, I'd say your sacred self and like renewal and things. So
interesting.
All right. Fours foundation too. Like four is big about, and it's all about home. Like it's your foundation, it's your home, it's your body, it's the home that you live in. It's also rest. Like a lot of fours are like pause, reflect, rest, breathe. Do you have everything you need moving forward? 444 literally means all as well. Like that's what it means. So I always say 444 is all as well. And specifically all is well for people on the other side too, but it's like all is well, don't worry about me, don't worry about, like it's kind of like the serenity prayer, right? Like there are things you can control, there are things you can't control, and it's like God grant me the grace to know the difference between the two. Like that's four, like that's what four reminds me of. Okay. And a lot, and again, it's about foundation, home, health, like the health of your, you know, of yourself, like things like that. Okay. Fives, literally it's change. Five equals change, but like change, like it's a drastic, because the numbers go from 1 through 9. So five's in the middle. So it's like a pivot point, right? It's like pivot, change, adjust, flow, transition, transformation. I can't, those are like the big ones. Okay. And it always, always represents change. A lot of people move in 5 years or 6 years because, like, in that 4 year when they reflect on everything, they're like, actually, I don't like this or I don't like that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people then move in 5 and 6 time frames in their life. I'm talking about years in
Okay.
numerology. So I realize I probably just confused everybody. But if you're seeing a lot of fives and you're thinking about moving, it's like a sign to move, right? If you're thinking about six, if you're seeing a lot of sixes and you're thinking about moving, sign to move. Okay. But it's always about change. So if, like, for example, I was thinking about making a change over and I looked up and there was a license plate that had 555 on it. I was like, oh, okay. It's like a validation of, like, yeah, it's time to make this change, or it's time to move, or it's time to shift one more time, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Sixes, again, are, I always think of them as like the responsibility. Like, it's also a really big year for like nurturing, mothering, looking at the inner, like, how do you nurture yourself? What do you, self-reflection, self-care. I think it's a lot about like nurturing others and nurturing yourself. I'm really dumbing these, like, these are basic things, but that's kind of what I like to think of with sixes. A lot of mother wound stuff comes up when you're starting to see those. I know people say like 666 is the devil. I think it's more of like the shadow self comes out with sixes. It's like if you're working on a lot of shadow things, not necessarily like the bad. Does that make sense? Like, but
Well,
of
yeah.
course, go ahead.
No, I just was going to say, I feel like this reminds me of our conversation with Amanda last week, where we were saying, like, you made a really good point about things like Mercury retrograde or the eclipse, where, like, it's kind of like doom and gloom. Everyone freaks out. There's so many negative messages around it. And you're like, I'm over it. And it's funny because I was feeling the same way, where I'm like, it's eclipsing things out of your life that you don't need. Like, that ultimately, like, it might be uncomfortable, but I feel like if you're prepared and you do work in the right way, for the most part, it's okay and you can get through it and it's not terrifying. And that's how I feel about, like, when people say, like, oh, it's the devil's number, it's like, says who? You know what I mean? Like, don't you, you know, you can't live in fear of these things. It kind of like is what you make it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what six is like the shadow. It's like the, it's the inner work. It's the limiting beliefs that are there that are trying to get released. It's the grief that's deep within you that needs to be let go. It's the anger, the resentment, you know, it's those uncomfortable emotions. That's what, like, I think six represents. But it's the responsibility of, like, we all have this. You can't have light without the dark. You can't have happy without the sad. Like, you can't, you know, it's just, it's how the world works. But a six is kind of like all that's coming out. And so that's where, like, I think also the 666 came up with, like, it's bad. It's the devil. Yeah. It's not great. It doesn't feel good. But, like, I think anyone, at least when I reflect back on times when things are really hard, or I didn't get that job, or I didn't get that promotion, or I was really disappointed, or someone broke up with me, or, like, I really had my heart broken and my dreams dashed and whatever. Actually, in the long run, it was for the best. It was for the best. And or I wasn't supposed to be on in that sorority, or I wasn't supposed to be in that thing, but you know, it didn't work out, or it got, like, the job got eliminated, the company shut down, like, you know, thank God I didn't get it, or I wouldn't have a job, you know, those kind of things where it's really hard in that moment when you're so disappointed, but in the long run, it's helping you. But that's where 666 gets a bad rap. That's where six. So it's like, it's tough stuff. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's kind of I mean, sometimes it's necessary. So,
absolutely.
So that's where six can be hard. It's like the responsibility of it. It's looking at the shadow. It's looking at the inner work. It's doing that stuff. So, you know, it's not, that's why it gets a bad rap. So, okay. We're almost done. Seven.
Which has been a big one, I feel like, for you lately. And it's also funny because a lot of our listeners, I think, have been asking for sevens now. So we've gotten a lot of DMs on sevens, which is
fun.
I love it.
Well, also because Chris, so it's funny because that was what we talked about on Kristen's podcast. And seven represents partnership of all kinds, friendships, family dynamics and relationships, actual love, romantic partners, babies, like, you know, that's a relationship too. It's all the ships, all the relationships. So seven represents partnerships, relationships, and in a good way. It's like, you know, calling in one, meeting your person, getting the spirit baby or meeting the spirit baby, getting pregnant, you know, it's that kind of stuff. So sevens always represent relationships in the best way. So And then eights typically are work. This is the work number. It's a work, career, purpose, job. And this could be entrepreneur. This could be whatever job, purpose, thing that you're here to do. Eights represent that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Eight also, though, is the infinity symbol, right? Because it's vertical, horizontally, it would be the infinity symbol. So I always say eights also represent your destiny, your fate, future, forever, that like things that are destined for you. So, and career purpose is something that's destined for you, right? So there's a lot that comes up when that number shows up for people. And then last but not least is nine, which is completion. So nine is an ending. It's a completion. It's a rebirth, a renewal, an ending and a beginning in one. It's kind of like that picture of the dragon eating its tail or the snake eating its tail. Like that, I forget the name of that, what that's called, but if you can, I'm sure you guys have seen that symbol, but that's what it represents. It's like an ending. So a new beginning, which one again is new beginning, fresh start, like we talked about. So a nine can also have a little bit of a freshness to it, but it's also endings. So 999 is like just an ending, a release, a letting go.
That's super interesting because I'm trying to think of one. It was about 3 years ago. It was when we were moving from Chicago to Nashville that I started seeing the number 911 borderline twice a day, almost every day. And still to this day, I see it at least once a day, every day. And, there's somebody else that I know that also sees the number all the time and like freaked out and was like, it's like an alert. It's an alert. And I was like,
I know.
That's just not the vibe that I get from it. And I take it as a sign personally that it's like, let go, kind of like let go and let the universe in. Or for me, it's routinely a symbol of either like new things coming in or things going out. So it's interesting to hear you talk about 999, like completion. Because that totally resonates.
Yeah. So you can take numbers and you like 911, for example, you could take that number and add it up. So 9 + 1 = 10 + 1 = 11, right? Am I doing the math right? I can't do math. Okay. 11. And then 11 is a master number. 11 is like, again, it's a new beginning. It's a fresh start. So you can also look at it as like 911 is like in the US, that's the number for calling for an emergency, but it's essentially like a call for help, or like they're trying to help, like you're being helped. Like when you're seeing that a lot, like to your point, you're like, I gotta get out of the way, but it's like you're being helped. Like we're trying to, it's like the universe, like we're trying to help you. It's like you've been kind of dialing 911 energetically. We're coming in. We heard you. We're coming to help. Like it's kind of like a help is on the way, I guess is a better way of putting it, right?
Yeah.
So any numbers that you can see, like even like 311, you can add, that's five, five is change. So you can add them up to like figure out what it is and just keep reducing down to like the smallest number, unless it's an 11 or 22 or 33. Like those are like, again, the master angel numbers. So you just want to kind of like read those as extra special, but you can add it up to see like, okay, what is this number really showing me? And then any, like 1, 2, 3, 4, or like 2, 3, 4, 5, or like basically say like you're on, like take the next step. You got to do the next step and the next step. Like move, it's you're moving along on your path. Like keep going. Like don't give up right before the miracle occurs. So numbers you could get when we could do like a hour and a half episode on this. I feel like we gave people a lot to think about though, so this is good.
I think so too.
And. Oh, one last thing. We talked about this with the Super Bowl episode or whatever, which a couple episodes back. But I think the reason why people are seeing them so blatantly and so obviously is because Earth's energy is rising. It's speeding up faster. The Schumann resonance has been like off the charts. I posted that in my stories, like the huge light coming in. Like Earth, it's literally science. Earth's vibration is getting fat. Like the energy is like speeding up, right? So as such, it's easier for our guides and angels and loved ones to send us signs. And the universe is all just like energy, and these numbers are representing the energy that we're working with. And because there's more, the energy is speeding up, and because we're getting higher vibration, there's more and more of this like higher light energy to work with. So we're able to see these numbers in an even bigger, more crazy, more expansive, more like wild way than ever before, ever. So it's cool. It's really cool.
Ah, love that. Is there anything else you think we need to share on angel numbers?
I think the only other thing I'd say is if you're not seeing them, don't freak out. I guarantee you they're around you. It may just be that you're just not like resonating with it and then or noticing it. And remember, birthday dates are really big. I don't know. Birthday dates are really big for me. Like I notice those a lot. So don't forget about like it could be, you know, a unique number for that too. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we finally got an episode on angel numbers in, and I hope that that helps our listeners because I know there were so many questions about it. It kind of seemed like our podcast for some people was the first time they had really like explored it or heard about it.
Cool.
And that was me 8 years ago. So I'm like, I've literally been there. I mean, this is like a hard pivot, which I guess I maybe have become known for on this podcast. But I also will say I've been binging Skinny Confidential a lot. They just have like really good guests on. And I'm like, now I don't feel so bad about it. So I'm like, they make some hard pivots on that podcast and
Okay, good.
conversation. So I'm like, okay,
Great.
I feel a lot better about this.
I think as long as we warn people that we're pivoting, it's fine.
Yes. So Cindy had sent me a really interesting message about something actually that you must have been picking up on, something I've been thinking about a lot lately and
Shocking.
have a
Not.
lot of thoughts on. She sent me a clip of somebody basically talking about the fact that like gardening, healthy food, cooking healthy, like basically like it's only for the rich now. So do you mind, like, will you break down a little bit that clip that you saw and like kind of how you felt about it, or like what you thought about it?
Yeah. So I don't know. It came up on my like suggested something on my
Yeah.
Instagram. I wasn't following that, I don't think. Now I am. And they literally were like, because well, you know what really, sorry, let me back up a second. I'm always looking for stuff or like thinking about stuff because I'm like, that's what started Slightly Spiritual is we're
Yeah.
like, you don't need
Yes.
to be rich. Like you don't need to have to spend
Yes.
$1,000 on the Goop egg, blah, blah, crystal. You know, like that I'm really big in like this stuff should be accessible. Same with like
Yeah.
mediumship. I'm like, this should be accessible. This shouldn't be, you know, I want everyone to have access to a medium, not like you do like a dentist or a hairstylist. It shouldn't be this
Yeah.
like crazy thing that only the elite can use or only the
Yeah.
billionaires get to use, right? Like, hello, like, you know. Princess Di had an astrologer and a medium. Like you should have this too. You know what I mean? Like you
Yeah,
do,
I
anyway.
agree.
So I'm all, this is me at my core. I care about this stuff. So when I saw this clip come up where it was like, oh my God, like, you know, gardening and celery juicing and wash and working out every morning and like and the dry brushing and the sauna and the things that, yeah, are really great for you. They're like, it's only for the rich. Like all the people that are really doing this on a regular daily basis, every single day, not just like on vacation, you know, it's rich people. And I was like, oh, and thinking in my head, I'm like, well, everyone I know who like gardens is like kind of well off. Everyone I know
Yeah.
who drinks celery juice every single morning
Yeah,
is like,
totally.
not working or like doesn't have a, you know, which is fine. Like
Yeah.
they're a stay-at-home mom or they're not working or their kids are grown up or they're kind of living a life. And in my head, I was like, oh my God, I like can't think of someone who gardens all the time who isn't like wealthy. And then I was like,
Yeah.
wait, I can't think of someone who like is juicing all the time. Like, and I was just like, oh my God, it's so true. So then I was like, okay, well, how do we start changing this narrative or how do we make this? And maybe we're
Yeah.
not going to answer this all today, but I was like, well, I want to do these things. Like, I was like,
Yeah.
I would love to have a garden. Like, I would love to do these things. And I'm like, and I do think they're really healthy. Like, the people doing them are benefiting from it, health,
Yeah,
mental,
totally.
you know, the grounding, getting your hands in the earth, like being in nature. Like, this is stuff we need. But
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not rich. I don't have time for it. Like, I don't have time for it. I even have a little patio where I could, like, I was thinking, I'm like, oh, I probably should have planted. Is it too late to
Yeah.
like plant something? I'm like, I probably should have planted like some tomatoes and just tried it. But I'm like, I
Yeah.
probably missed the
Yeah.
boat. It's already April. I don't know. And I
No, but
just
you
was like,
could still plant.
I don't even know that I have time to like go to the store to go get
Yeah.
the tomato seeds to go like and buy the pot and do the thing. And like,
Yeah.
yeah, I know like I sound like a complaining, I sound like I'm not happy with my life. I'm very happy with my life. But like, it's work.
Yeah.
And I, you
Yeah,
know,
it is.
yes, I'm gonna benefit from it,
It
but like,
is.
how do I fit this into my already business? Anyways. So that was where my head went, was like, I really can't think of someone who isn't like well off who's doing these things. Everyone I know is. And then I started following this one person who has like a million things on Instagram, and I should look up her name. She's a farmer, and all she does is do like the farming all the day long, and like her videos are
Yeah.
so cute and stuff. But I'm like, but it took her like an hour to make lunch. Like
Yeah.
she made it from scratch, and she made a
Oh my
pizza, and they
God.
put pick the strawberry or the tomatoes and put it on the thing. And I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't have an hour for lunch. I like, that's the other thing too. Like, even just eating healthy.
Yeah.
I don't always have time to like make a nice meal. And I wish that was different. And maybe that's I need to like look at my life, but I just feel like a lot of people are in the same boat. So I'm like, okay, how do we, so then I was like, how do we talk about this? And like, do you like to garden? So like, you figured it out? And I'm like, so is there little tips or tricks or like something? And am I crazy? Have you noticed this? Or is it just me? Like,
no, you're not
I don't
crazy.
know. Okay. I'm done
I really
ranting.
think,
Thanks.
No, I love it. And I agree with everything you said with, and I think we should at some point do an organized, like an entire episode on this, because I literally have so many thoughts, and I think there's so many topics within this topic to kind of pick apart.
Yes.
And it would even be really interesting to have like a nutritionist on or something and talk about you know, if you are on a budget, like what's the proper way to eat? And there are so many ways. Number one, I think part of the issue here is that we have so many influencers that are either they are well off or they're gifted things, or they're not having to buy like, you know, it's funny because when you hit a certain point of notoriety, you are able to buy anything you want, but you actually don't have to buy anything because you're getting a stipend from Siete, right? To order their $7 bags of chips every month that you'll post about it, or the supplement, or the, you know, the wellness product, the skincare product, the dry brush, whatever. And that's what's being served to us constantly on our timeline. So it reinforces the narrative that like, you know, gardening and healthy food and cooking are like only for the wealthy, when in reality, you know, there are tons of countries where they eat peasant food and they're way healthier than we are in America. Like my family, which I've talked about this before, we have a lot of family in Sicily, in Shaka. I personally think it should be considered a blue zone. They live exactly like a blue zone, and they have, you know, very little disease, very little cancer, no dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever. And they are, you know, tending to their olive trees and their gardens in their late 70s and 80s and beyond, and like thriving. And what are they eating? You know, they're eating, you know, mostly like obviously non-GMO foods, but like fruits and vegetables from their gardens, which cost them nothing. And that's what they eat. It's seasonal. So I think this notion of like, you have to be doing these, you know, this buying this $10 celery juice every day and taking this $7 turmeric shot and taking this $80, you know, colostrum supplement. Like, I'm sure that it's helpful for some people. And like, I take turmeric shots every day, and I actually started last week. I make them myself at home because it's crazy expensive to buy them, you know, out. But I can go buy a bag of turmeric for $3 and do it all myself and have 10 days of turmeric shots. So I think that influencers and celebrities, it's what is visible to us, and it reinforces this incorrect notion personally. And I also think that they are just out of touch with like 90% of the world. So the things that they promote are not always things that are going to be accessible to like your everyday person. You know, gardening, if you want to start gardening, yes, like dirt, you know, it's $10 a bag, and you're probably going to need, depending on like the size of your beds or your pots, like you're going to need bags of dirt. However, you can garden and do all of your things in pots. You know, seeds, it's $1 or $2 for like seeds to start. Or like, honestly, sometimes what I do is like, if I have a tomato that I really, really liked, I pull the seeds out and I plant it. And you can literally, it's that simple. And I think that we and people online really overcomplicate simple things like gardening. Like, you don't need the fancy soil. You don't need the fancy garden beds. Like, if you have dirt in your front yard or like a bed already planted, even if there's other things in it, go throw, like, you literally take your tomato seeds and plant them in the ground. You know, and that it's like as simple as that. So I think getting started, honestly, is like, it's not necessarily expensive, but it is the hardest part. And it's the most time consuming part because you have to tend to your plants. But gardening, I don't think is as crazy as we think it is. Going to things kind of like celery juice or like turmeric shots or, you know, the things that we see people do all the time. Like, once again, you don't need the $20 Erewhon smoothie. All you need is like a very, honestly, like if you want to start juicing, a very basic juicer, and that is going to be your most expensive investment up front. But like, once again, like celery, $1 or $2 for this giant thing of celery, you know, $1 or $2 for like a bag of juicing carrots, you know, $5 for like a big bag of turmeric and then like a big bag of ginger. It doesn't have to be this crazy thing. Like it can be very accessible, and it's also better than buying like, there's literally a $90 supplement called Tumoro Active. And it's funny because it's something that I used to take when I was really, really sick. And I was thinking about it as I was juicing all this turmeric the other day. And I was like, why didn't my doctor just tell me to juice turmeric? Like, that would have been so much cheaper and easier than buying this $100 supplement, you know, every single month when I could have been spending $20 a month on turmeric. The last thing that I want to say here is, I also think we're exposed online to like these really crazy recipes, right? Like there's, I can't remember her name, but there's this chef on TikTok who is known for, she's a, like basically like a natural food chef and like a healthy food chef in Beverly Hills for celebrities. Like she cooks for the Sandler family. And her whole thing is like, how much money can I go spend at Erewhon? She'll go spend like $3,000 at Erewhon, literally, to cook for like one day, which like, once again, not accessible. And I think makes viewers feel bad about like, oh, well, I can't do that, so I can't be healthy. And in reality, like if you or your family are on like a super tight budget, you can literally make like a giant thing of minestrone soup for probably under $10. And I actually did it unintentionally myself a couple of weeks ago. I pulled everything out of my freezer. I literally pulled, it was a giant bag of mixed veg, frozen vegetables from Whole Foods organic that maybe was $3 or $4. I used one really large can of imported San Marzano tomatoes, which is not expensive in itself, but you could also go buy like 365 brand, right? Which is not going to be expensive for you. And then I used, whenever I buy rotisserie chickens, I make my own chicken stock. And I bag it into 1 cup bags and I put it in my freezer to like stretch it a little bit more. And also like, I like making my own chicken broth. So I used my own chicken broth, but you can buy like a box or two of chicken broth. And literally all you need is to put all of that into a pot. And like, you have this giant thing of minestrone soup, which is super nutritionally dense because you have the chicken broth for protein. You have all of the vegetables from your bag of frozen vegetables. And I personally like batch it into containers to eat all week for lunch. But like super easy and affordable, like lunch or dinner, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I think we have really gotten away from like the simplicity of eating, and we've forgotten that like you can eat healthfully and you don't have to do all of these crazy things that like all of these influencers and celebrities are doing. You know, and like I said, like, don't worry about taking the $90 turmeric supplement. Don't worry about buying a $60 jar of sea moss. Like, just plant nutritionally dense things. Like, buy a pack of kale and it literally will grow into a bush and you can do a million things with a thing of kale, that which I am experiencing right now. and it will become accessible. Just don't get caught up in the trends and the fads and like, quite frankly,
yeah.
The bullshit, right? Like,
yeah. I want to add two things. One is, I feel like if you're wondering where to start, maybe just pick one thing. Like I did like years ago, because I'm never going to be a person who has time to cook. It's not in the cards for me. I don't have time. I barely have time to eat, let alone cook it, right? Okay. So like, I'm not picking that one. It's not going to happen. Okay. I'm going to keep eating out and like doing what I can and stretching leftovers or making things one day a week. And then like whatever half of the week and it runs out and that's that. But I did invest in like a juicer. So like, it's a little bit of money upfront, but I do go back to it, you know, month after month and year after year. So I picked, like, that was one thing I picked that I was like, hey, I really like juicing. It makes me feel good. It's way, and that's something where like, it's an upfront thing, but it is way cheaper than buying one at a store. Yeah. So the return on my investment is like, cause I drink green juice a lot. Or I'm trying to get back into it again, I guess I should say that it's a big return on your investment. So like pick one thing. And then the second thing I want to say is I'm assuming a lot of people listening are in Chicago or downtown or whatever, because this is literally my apartment now in New York is the first time I've ever had any kind of outdoor space ever. I'm almost 40. And so like, it wasn't an option to make grow vegetables or anything. But what I almost did before I moved and what I could even do now is farmers markets are great. Yep. Or like I think it's called the community something agriculture, like a C. Is it a CSA or something or C?
Yeah, CSA. I did it here in Nashville last year. I did, typically you can either do it weekly or you can do it every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's great because you kind of just get like the overabundance of what farmers have. And I got, I posted videos all last summer. I got more than 2 weeks worth of vegetables and it was only $39 every 2 weeks.
I was about to say they're usually hello, you're spending way more than that at the grocery store. So something to look into for your local area is you can go online, just Google it and see if you can find one and sign up for it and just try it and see if you like it. But that's a way, because I was like, I don't have the ability to grow something. I mean, even if I did have it at one, I don't know if I have it at a time, but I definitely don't have the space for it or never did before now. So a CSA, I think, is something to maybe look into for your local area. If you're like, that's the thing I want to do, I'm not going to juice, I'm not going to cook, I'd rather do this, then do that. So I just wanted to offer like a few other solutions for people too, where if you can't do all these other things, just
absolutely,
you know, that's another thing to think about. So
the other thing,
in the meantime, we'll figure out more and more ways, maybe have guests on to help us become live our rich life, but not be rich yet,
not on a rich budget.
Right, not on a rich budget.
If there's a juicing company that wants to sponsor us and give us a discount code for everyone.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Let us know. Last thing I want to say around this that, and then I'll stop, is if you're also looking to like make a change now, it's super, super easy. Something that I love is there's a creator on TikTok, and if you search it, you will find her content. Once a week, she makes something called a dense bean salad, because you can buy all of the beans canned, or honestly, you can buy these giant bags of dried beans, like literally for a couple bucks, and you have to soak them overnight. So it's like one extra step. But once a week, she makes these dense bean salads and keeps it in her fridge, and she eats it every day for lunch, and like beans, super healthy, low in carbs, good source of vegan protein, and just toss it with like whatever vegetable you want, or like, you know, like whatever oil you have and spice, like whatever you have readily available. And that's another like really easy thing that I feel like is not overwhelming that you can kind of like implement today, right?
Perfect.
Anyway, I really enjoyed that conversation, so we'll have to explore that more as a whole and get like a nutritionist on. Next, I guess like pop culture thing that actually I have not seen, which is Travis Kelce dad bod.
Okay. I don't know where I saw this, but I definitely added the star notes doc. I think it was a picture of Travis walking without his shirt and like, I don't know, like on vacation, because they were just vacationing together recently.
Photos. Love that journey for her.
Okay. Well, somebody commented that like, does Travis Kelce have a dad bod? Like, you know, he's not like, there's no like 8 pack, 6 packs of ab going on there or whatever. And they said the same, I don't remember who this person was, but they said the same thing I said, which is like, I'm like, he is normal. He is a super, however you feel about it, has won the Super Bowl a lot of times. Okay. So like a Super Bowl winning top athlete in the country, not about the world, but the country. And even if you look at a lot of other athletes and stuff, not just football, but other, they don't have these 6-pack, 8-pack, like 10, like they don't, that's not how they look. They're not that like chiseled, whatever. And so I was like, oh my God, have we, like people were making fun of him. And I'm like, have we like lost touch with reality of what a normal body looks like for not only women, but now men? Like, I'm like, what is
I think
he's
we have.
Normal. Like, I mean, I know we have.
I think with the people want to be stick thin and
or
men
like Kardashian,
want
like
to be ripped.
chiseled.
Yeah. And I'm
like
that's
the
not normal. That is like, you know, you've had some shit done to yourself, which like I literally don't judge. Like if I wasn't so afraid of certain things, I'd be like, yeah, sign me up, baby. But yeah, I do think that we just see such an airbrushed version of reality once again in the media, that it has completely warped our sense of beauty standards. It's warped our sense of self-worth, self-confidence. And yeah, I mean, it's wild to see. I just Googled it, by the way, while you were talking, and like a ton of, I'm like, I don't know how I missed this.
Yeah, it was like not trend. Well, I guess it was trending technically on social for a hot sec. And I was just like, why? What are we like? I don't know. Anyways, I just needed to comment and say like, that's, he's normal. Everyone else is, I don't know what the, you know, that's all. That's all I want to say.
Yeah. No, I totally
agree. I just needed everyone to have a moment to be like, these things are not reality and you're great the way you are. And that's it. I just needed that out in the world. More, we just needed to counteract all the negative with some positive.
Sometimes we need that reminder. So
that's all. Next topic.
So crazy. So last week, my husband and I were in Park City for the week, and then we were in Ann Arbor, Michigan, because my husband went to University of Michigan, and he just was elected to the Ford School Board. So they had their first meeting all day on Friday. So I was like, what am I going to do in Ann Arbor? And the night before, I ended up seeing Paige DeSorbo from Summer House / Giggly Squad posted, who
love
I'm
her.
Literally obsessed with.
Love, love, love her.
So obsessed with her that she was speaking at University of Michigan at this Michigan Fashion Symposium. So unfortunately, tickets were sold out for it. And I literally I DM'd the symposium and I was like, do you have one more ticket? And they were like, no, we're at capacity. Like, sorry, but there's a virtual option. So anyway, sadly, I was in the same city as Paige DeSorbo for once and could have seen her speak, but tickets were sold out. But I ended up watching the virtual version. And it was so interesting because she talked about all this different stuff, but they were asking her, I think it was on the topic of like, did you ever plan on being on TV, or like, how did Summer House happen or whatever? And she talked about how coming out of college, she knew she wanted to be on TV, but she was like, I have no idea how I'm going to get there. I don't even know the first step. So she, out of college, took an assistant job, I think at NBC. I could absolutely be wrong about the network, but at NBC, and spent like 2 or 3 years as an assistant. And basically was like, I just want to be in the realm of TV, even if it's not like a job within it that I'm passionate about, because it's one step closer. And then I'm one step closer to my dream, basically. Like, I'm surrounded by my dream, right? Like, constantly talking about TV, working on TV, whatever. So she was saying through that, she basically like accidentally manifested her opportunity to go on Summer House, which I just thought was so cool. And I've never heard her talk about manifesting before. And yeah, I just thought that was such a cool story that I had to share.
I'm obsessed. And yeah, I've never heard her share how she actually got on the show in the first place. That's so cool. It's just also goes to show, like, again, what's meant for you, like, is going to find you. You can't miss it. The timing of it, I talked about this on the mini episode I just did. So, like, the timing of it is, it's up to the universe, like, or like, and kind of you as you're like making choices. But she wanted to be on TV, is meant to be on TV. She's going to be on TV. Like, it's going to happen at some point. So I don't know. I love that. I think that's really cool. And stick with your dreams. If it's something you really want, don't give up on it. Don't let anyone tell you that you shouldn't or you don't belong. If it's something you really want, like deep down, go for it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. So anyway, I guess that brings us into why April is the best time to manifest in 14 years.
Okay. long story short, I'm not an astrologer, known enough to be dangerous, but there's this big conjunction happening where two planets kind of get together in the sky on April 20th, I believe. I think it's the 20th. And it's between Jupiter and Uranus. Jupiter is like a good luck planet, and Uranus is like, I think, things happening quickly or like things showing up fast. Don't quote me on that. But basically, it happens like, because they're slower moving planets, it happens every like 14 years or so. And it's a really beautiful time to set some really clear intentions on what you want, which may also be why there's a lot of stuff coming up for people in this past week from the eclipses of like, I thought this is what I wanted. I thought this was the job. I thought this was my person. It's like, well, maybe this isn't what's in your highest and best good. Or maybe it's good, but an eclipse theme every year is always like, let go of what's good to allow in what's great. Like, it's like, it's that grief of having to say goodbye to someone that you like really like and really value and really respect, but you just know it's not going anywhere. And you know it's not the forever, right? Like, that's kind of the energy room right now leading up to this special moment in the sky happening in April, and April 20th, 21st. And so it's a great time to not just set intentions for the year, but for the next like 10 to 15 years. Also, something you can do is think back to where you were and the 14 years ago around this time, like what was going on in your life, what was shifting, what was changing. I realize it's a long time ago for people, but like for me, I was like finishing school and trying to figure out what I wanted to do and where I wanted to live and, you know, like all these things. And it's funny, like I always wanted to live in New York and now I'm back here. Like, you know, like that's, it's like I had like Paige, I had this dream when I always wanted to be in New York and now I'm back in New York 14 years later. It's like, so you could just things to reflect on. Okay. I just want to remind people to make, try and remember to write it down or put it in a notes doc or put it somewhere where you can go back to it. It's really fun to be able to look back on like, oh my God, like I thought I wanted this or I did want this and it happened. And don't get too, how do I want, don't, I feel like when you're manifesting for this, you know, these are like big things. So not just like a new pair of shoes or like, I don't know, whatever else you guys are manifesting in your life. It's just like, have it be things that like you're really deep down, like wanting like a purpose or partner or family or whatever. Like, look at things for more long term. But anyways, the sky is really big right now for like luck is on your side and chance encounters and synchronicities that are going to bring this into your reality. So that's it. That's all.
Special time. Well, this was a great episode. Happy Monday, everybody. A couple of things to mention. First thing is, if you love the podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes. We've gotten a couple this week that Cindy and I have just freaked out over and absolutely loved. And we're so happy to be here helping you on your slightly spiritual journey. And if you have any questions, as always, feel free to send us a DM on Instagram. Bye, guys.
Bye.